This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Now, rumor has it that the boss may be listening to today's show. Now, I don't know when he's going to tune in, but I think we all need to kind of just huddle for a quick second, right, and get our acts together. You know, I'm always a little nervous because, you know, you never think, you know, anybody listens to your show. I mean, I know you guys do, but, you know, we're family. Right? But if the boss is going to listen to the show, I may have to step it up. Now, that starts to make me all kind of nervous. I don't know why. You know what? No, I think he does have other things to do. I think just maybe he, you know, he's a good boss, and he probably wants to, you know, make sure that I don't sit here and talk about minutia and boogers and nose hair and, you know, stuff that I usually do talk about. So, don't worry. I already have the Dr. Dahlia Show news team trying to find some medical article we could talk about. I think it's really, really good that I got, you know, the hint, you know, and I heard the rumor. I used to wait tables, and they used to give you these secret surprise shoppers, and I would always blow it because, you know, I talked to everybody straight, you know, and I didn't suggest to sell the onion rings, and I told them I put more alcohol in their drinks so they'd tip me better, and, you know, all sorts of stuff, just for management and the big bosses to find out, whoa, she did what? She gave them a double vodka tonic when she was only supposed to give them a single. Yeah, she said so she could get more tips, and I never got fired from any of that, but the surprise shoppers are always scary. So, okay, here, I found, okay, we have a good, juicy, and again, I, you know, trust me, as soon as I don't think he's listening, we'll go back to do whatever we usually do. But right now, let's try to just bear with me, let's try to act like we're like a super smart medical show, okay? How about this one? Bosch's Health Bri Holly Halobetasol Propionate Lotion, 0.01%, receives tentative FDA approval for plaque psoriasis in adults. Oh, that's a good one, yeah. Don't ask me to explain what any of that means. Oh, here's another one we could talk about. Oh, this is good. Novartis announces FDA and EMA filing acceptance of siponimod for secondary... This is a real good breaking news. For secondary progressive multiple sclerosis. Wow. Okay. You guys got that? Is that good? Okay. FDA approves Tegsedi for the treatment of the polyneuropathy of hereditary transthyretin-mediated amyloidosis. I think that's going to be the big headline of the day. Yeah, I think that's good, too. Oh, this is excellent. Excellent. All right. Okay, guys, bear with me. Here we go. Tegsedi is the first and only RNA-targeting therapeutic that powerfully reduces the production of TTR protein through a once-weekly subcutaneous injection, offering patients with effective treatment for people living with polyneuropathy. Okay, now let's just halt for a second here, okay? Joking aside, that's pretty damn cool. Do you guys know what it just said? I don't, but I tell you what stop. What I think is really, really cool is they are trying to treat polyneuropathy. And polyneuropathy is where you have multiple neuropathic pains. It's a progressive disease where people are in pain. And so I think I like the idea of pharmaceutical companies. You know, I love the pharmaceutical companies. Yeah, I know most people don't. I'm a big fan of pharmaceutical companies. I love pharmaceutical companies, right? Because they hopefully could come up with some things that'll work since we can't get our narcotics anymore. It's getting a lot harder to get a narcotic. Have you guys tried to get a narcotic lately? Nope. I know you guys think you could just smoke marijuana for your pain. Not going to work. So if FDA is approving Tegsedi, I'm game for that. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. Oh, wow. You know, medical articles aren't as boring as I thought. This is some real interesting stuff. Huh. Now, this is something that's going to affect you and I. Gardasil. Have you guys gotten your HPV vaccine? Well, probably not because we're too old. HPV vaccine was only allowed to be received up until the age of 26. Well, now the FDA has approved Gardasil 9 for those of us aged 27 to 45. I'm going to leave you guys guessing if I'm still in that age group or not. And Gardasil 9 prevents certain cancers and diseases caused by 9 different HPV types. Now, a lot of men out there go, wait a second, HPV is cervical causes cervical cancer. So I don't need to get that. Yes, you do. Throat cancer, the most common cause of throat cancer is HPV-related throat cancer. And guys get throat cancer more than girls. So we are recommending that our boys get HPV vaccine. And if you have HPV and you give it to her, she could give it back to you. So we really need to vaccinate everybody. I never understood why the vaccine was only limited to age of 26. My guess is they didn't test it, you know, on older people. But now the FDA has approved it up to the age of 49. Now, HPV can also cause genital warts. So these vaccines may help you with genital warts. It may help you help protect you against throat cancer, rectal cancer, anal cancer, cervical cancer, and vaginal cancer. 31,200 cases of HPV type of cancers happen every year. And according to the CDC, 14 million Americans become infected with HPV. 12,000 women are going to die this year because of HPV-related cancer. Men, we don't have the number on. So, Gardasil's been a vaccine out since 2006. It would protect you against 4 types of HPV viruses. Now, this Gardasil 9 has expanded it to multiple more. So, how effective is it? Looks pretty good. They say Gardasil was about 88% effective in the prevention of infection, genital warts, precancerous lesions, cancerous lesions. With the FDA's approval of Gardasil 9, we're going to see more data soon. But they have tested it in men, and it seems to work really, really well. Are there side effects? Well, they say maybe the joint, maybe you'll get a little swelling, maybe you'll get some headaches. But for the most part, we're seeing great, great safety profile on this. So, all right. Yep, you got to think about that. Look at that. We went through a whole segment acting all medical. All right. If we feel we are in the clear, let's talk some Melania. This is interesting. Melania, First Lady, says she is the most bullied person in the world. I thought I was. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. And guys, remember Mini-Me from Awesome Power Movies? Well, Vern Troyer unfortunately passed away back in April at the age of 49. Well, the coroner from the Los Angeles County Medical Examiner Coroner's Office has just released that they have ruled Mr. Troyer's death a suicide as a result of alcohol intoxication. Vern Troyer was only 49 when he died. He had apparently been battling depression and alcoholism for years. He was admitted weeks before his death to an L.A. hospital when he had attempted suicide by alcohol then as well. Known as Mini-Me in multiple roles, he was a gifted actor, only 2 feet 8 inches. He was a hit in multiple films. He was originally in the film industry working as a stunt double. Now, the reason why he was only 2 feet 8 inches is because he had achondroplasia. Achondroplasia is where cartilage cannot form into large bones. And so that it results in him becoming a dwarf. We don't use the term dwarf or dwarfism as much. We'll say achondroplasia, but many people don't know what that means. CNN reports that Vern's specific achondroplasia was cartilage hair hypoplasia, and that resulted in him having little to no hair. Now, we underestimate some of the medical issues that many of these people may have. And there was a study in 2015 by Rodriguez Gomez when studying the medical and psychosocial conditions accompanying achondroplasia and found that 31.8% of people would have at least high blood pressure, diabetes, rheumatoid arthritis, asthma, thyroid issues, neuropathy, gastritis, or sleep apnea. So they would have a major medical condition along with the quote-unquote dwarfism. And then 32%, or almost a third, would have mild to severe depressed symptoms. I'm surprised it was that little. 55% reported mild to severe symptoms associated with anxiety. 18% reported mild to severe symptoms associated with hopelessness. Now, apparently, Troyer had announced publicly that he was returning to rehab to fight his battle with alcohol. But, unfortunately, alcohol won. And I think we really underestimate how serious alcohol is in terms of killing people. You know, you can literally drink yourself to death. And so it's unfortunate to see this happen. You know, I was asked, do coroners call it a suicide if it's self-inflicted or if somebody actually was trying to commit suicide? I believe the terms they would use would be self-inflicted, meaning they caused this to themselves. Whether Troyer wanted to end his life that day or if he drank himself and then unfortunately became a victim of that, more of the latter would then be ruled, quote unquote, a suicide. So, you know, somebody like a self-inflicting gunshot wound, you know, doesn't necessarily mean the person was trying to commit suicide. It means the person, you know, shot himself and then unfortunately died. But, with this, unfortunately, they believe, it was suicide. And it's frustrating to think that in this day and age, we don't have the resources for people who need it. And he probably was bullied. You know, somebody like Vern, you know, unfortunately, most of his life, he probably was bullied. And luckily, he took that momentum and he became one of the most iconic actors that, you know, we knew in the 90s and 2000s. But unfortunately, he still suffered from depression. So Melania Trump has opened up about being bullied. Her ABC interview is going to air Friday at 10 p.m. Eastern time. And it's called Being Melania, the First Lady. And what's getting a little bit of criticism is how she says that she believes she's the most bullied person in the world. Now, I don't think necessarily she thinks she's bullied more than, you know, other people. I think Monica Lewinsky was bullied pretty badly. I think her husband, Donald Trump, is bullied all the time. There's, what, naked statues of him out there. Hillary gets bullied. But I like that she's, you know, opening our eyes to how, you know, these attacks are vicious. You know, and they've attacked her son. They've attacked, you know, anybody in the public office. You know, one thing that I liked, I don't know if President Obama had brought this up or was it McCain or Mitt Romney, but somebody had laid some guidelines where family members are off limits. And I don't remember which presidency that was or which presidential election, but I agree. Family members need to be off limits. Now, unfortunately, the media is cruel. People are cruel. The trolls on social media, it's going to happen. People are just, they're wicked. But, you know, Melania talking about, you know, being bullied, and she's starting the movement, the Be Best initiative, which we'll talk about in a little bit. You know, it just kind of sheds light that I think we need to start honing it down, some of the BS that we're dealing with. This anti-bullying initiative that she has, the Be Best, Initiative is something that she's going to be launching as, and she's always been really big on anti-bullying since she took office. She says she also supports the Me Too movement. She had said, it was revealed yesterday that she said, you know, people are going to come out with these accusations. They better, they should have evidence. And so, you know, I love that we're getting her opinion. She's obviously an intelligent woman. She's a beautiful woman, and I think she's very well-spoken. I think she has an amazing accent. And, you know, trying to be a mom, being married to Donald Trump probably isn't easy, who rose from real estate mogul to presidency. I has never been in politics. It's some tricky stuff. But I see what goes on social media. I see how nasty people are. I see Yelp reviews. I see that there's like the sense of it's okay to be a jerk. And then people look at these anti-bullying movements as, all right, now we're wussifying America. We're wussifying our kids. Yeah, it's because we're dealing with one problem, trying to treat it with another problem, and we're not dealing with the root of it. You know, in a way, when kids get bullied, that's how, and I'm not saying we want kids to be bullied, but when we got bullied in school, we realized that there were some things that were not socially acceptable that we could be doing. So, like, for example, when we went through puberty and we started to elicit some body odor, when people would start saying, oh, you stink, you stink, you stink, then you realize, oh, I guess I better start wearing deodorant. Now, I know there's a lot of debate on do we really need to wear deodorant, but, you know, for some of you guys out there, yes, you do. So when you're bullied, you realize, oh, wait a second, I need to get back on course. You know, one analogy to being bullied is you're driving in a lane, and then all of a sudden the wheel starts to hit those bumps. So it's loud, it's annoying, it's obnoxious, but it tells you to steer back in the lane. Now, some of us want to change lanes, and sometimes we have to just burst through those bumps. And a lot of us that do that become very, very successful. But sometimes when we first need to drive or ride a bike, we need to steer in the lane. And so these little bullies, they sometimes help mold us. You know, I remember Big Sister always yelling at me to quit picking my nose when I was a kid. I thought it was fun to pick out the boogers. And my sister was like, quit doing that. And she would bully me with it, but then I knew not to do it when I had to then later go to school. So, in some respect, that type of stuff helps mold you and helps make you stronger out there. On the other hand, people are being bullied for things they cannot change, like Vern Troyer and his quote-unquote dwarfism. That you can't change that. What good is that? Now, for some people, they need that bullying to overcome. When somebody told me I would never be a doctor, I would never make it in radio, I would never make it here or there, I wanted to prove them wrong. And so I kind of needed that bullying. I don't need somebody saying that my butt is too big, right? I don't need somebody, you know, making fun of, I don't know, a lot of the other stuff that I do. But for the most part, these are things that help shape us and mold us. But what really bothers me, and in today's society, it is okay to make fun of people, to ridicule people, and to be really vicious. Like that Washington Correspondents' Dinner with that comedian who was ripping on Sarah Sanders' looks. What was the purpose of that? Now, I don't know if she is a big comedian. I don't even know her name. That's how, I guess, iconic she is. I don't even know what her name is. But I think the public kind of came out going, okay, that was wrong. That was ridiculous. That was too far. So, you know, I don't know what's going to happen later with internet and social media and entertainment, because people like making fun of other people. That's always been there. But at one point, it's just not going to be funny. And once we not find it funny anymore, that's how we get it to stop. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. At least 17 dead, nearly 900,000 people in seven states still without power, all because of Michael Alcafi as mayor of Mexico Beach, Florida.
75% of our city's not here.
This resident says loss of her belongings isn't the worst part.
It's tough, but the emotional toll of a hurricane, the aftermath is what gets you.
The president planning to visit Georgia and Florida in the coming days. After 2 years of detention in Turkey, American pastor Andrew Brunson now getting to shake hands with the president. Following his release, Brunson meets with President Trump at the White House, a diplomatic triumph for Trump, who was counting on support from evangelical Christians in the midterm elections. The remains of 11 babies discovered in a shuttered funeral home in Detroit in a cardboard box, 6 months after the funeral home was closed for workplace violations and an ongoing state investigation. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, guys,
maybe,
we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we are watching very, very closely this latest Ebola outbreak. Unfortunately, Ebola cases are spiking in the DRC, the Democratic Republic of Congo. They say the number of new Ebola cases each day has more than doubled since the start of October. As of October 9th, there has been 194 cases and 120 deaths from this Ebola outbreak. And they say the response is at a critical moment because we have, I guess, some insurgents and rebels in the area preventing teams getting there to quarantine, treat, screen, and vaccinate. They expect that the new number of cases, the new cases are going to continue to escalate. So, the International Rescue Committee is alarmed at the significant increase.
In just 9 days, there's been 33 new cases and 15 deaths. This is in contrast to 41 new cases and 27 deaths in the entire month of September. They say we are seeing 2.5 times the number of new cases each day. And the vast majority of these cases and deaths are occurring in Beni, the new epicenter of the outbreak. There's a lot of violence, there's a lot of insecurity, so that has unfortunately led to the suspension of an Ebola response that needed to occur during September 25th and September 29th. They say yesterday, once again, programs were temporarily suspended due to violence. IRC teams are still waiting for the green light to resume activities. So obviously this current spike is very concerning. You know, one of the reasons why we had the deadly Ebola outbreak from 2013 to 2016 is because it got out of hand before people started to jump on it and get their act together. And so we want to be diligent, and even though we've been on it since day one, when you have to watch from the sidelines because rebels won't let you in there, or they're killing workers, or a whole variety of things that the media hasn't covered yet, that now you're just watching it happen. So, they say the forced suspension of programming due to insecurity and community resistance in and around Beni are major factors to this. They say it's a sign not only that the outbreak is not under control, but that without full engagement from the community, things can get worse. They have even seen a transmission of Ebola within a school, which means once kids get infected, or school kids, now that opens up a whole new front in the fight against the disease, because now it can spread like wildfire among school. So they say they're operating in a highly volatile environment. The security situation continues to deteriorate, threatening the lives and livelihoods of the community. And I'm not sure who needs to get involved, but they are having trouble tracing people. And while there's all this violence, people are fleeing. So they could have gotten exposed to Ebola, trying to leave, trying to go to neighboring Uganda or some other country, and then they get lost in terms of who's watching the epidemiological connections between this and the epicenter of the outbreak. So we'll keep you posted on this, but apparently this is not good, and it's very worrisome because this epidemic could very easily spread. Now, hunters are being warned to test your deer for bovine tuberculosis, especially if you're hunting in Michigan. They say as one of the state's longer stretches of deer hunting season begins, the Michigan Department of Natural Resources is warning hunters to keep an eye out for bovine tuberculosis that can be found in the animals. Apparently, this bovine tuberculosis is an emerging disease which has recently affected a large beef herd in Michigan's Alcona County. Now, my husband got some deer tags, but they're for Nevada, and it's still hot. So a lot of the deer, you know, they're not really, you'll really get deer more when it's a little cooler, not when it's still, I mean, we're still having 80, 90 degree, you know, fall temperatures out here. So, you know, he's not seeing much. But the Associated Press reports that it's the 73rd cattle herd to be identified with bovine tuberculosis since 98, and it's a bacterial illness that primarily affects cattle. But other animals such as deer could become infected. And food contaminated by saliva from an infected animal with tuberculosis can spread the disease. Now, I don't know much about people getting bovine tuberculosis, but it could develop in the lungs. It could also be found in the intestines. And so the agency is warning hunters to check for swollen or infected lymph nodes in the animal's head or lesions throughout the body. And deer with severe tuberculosis may have tan or yellow bumps lining the chest wall and in the lung tissue, probably these little tubers. So these little bacteria pockets could be pretty nasty. And I don't think I could ever hunt a deer. I just think deer are so pretty. You know, I'm looking right now at a buck. You know, he's looking all burly, and then you got the little pretty doe. I don't know. Deer's just, I don't know. Maybe it was because of Bambi. I don't know. But I've never hunted. I'd like to hunt, but I'd like to hunt like a bad animal, like a mean animal. Nothing like a deer. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. We're really nervous about this polio-like illness that is popping up around the U.S., and multiple cases are being reported. They say in recent weeks, 6 cases have been diagnosed in children in Minnesota. Right? Now we're also being told in Illinois and Colorado. Colorado Department of Public Health
and Environment has announced that 14 cases of AFM, acute flaccid myelitis, have occurred in the state this year. So it basically affects the nervous system and causes muscle weakness. According to the CDC, and in particular, it can cause weakness of the arms and legs, where you lose your muscle tone and you can't do your reflexes. You know where we take a little reflex hammer and we hit, like, you know, the patella right under your knee, that little reflex to check your nerve function? You can also have facial drooping, difficulty moving the eyes, difficulty swallowing, slurred speech. Most of these cases were seen, however, in kids. Now, relatively, this is a newer disease, but it's been around since 2014. Since then, more than 350 cases of the illness have been reported in the U.S. over a four-year period. So far this year, there have been 38 cases in 16 states. We don't know why. We don't know why back in 2014 we started to see these. We do not think it's polio. However, in the 2014 cases, they saw coincided with the national outbreak of enterovirus D68. So it's possible that AFM has a variety of causes, whether it's viruses like polio or enteroviruses, whether it's environmental toxins, genetic disorders. The condition, again, is still very, very rare, occurring in fewer than 1 in a million people. But I find it very, very odd that we're seeing these clusters, whether it be in Minnesota, whether it be in Idaho, whether or Illinois, whether it be in Colorado. And so it's concerning. And we may have to then start considering a vaccine. There was a six-year-old boy in Washington State who actually died from it in 2016. He had felt ill, became dizzy, and then what happened is the brain started swelling. And there was nothing they could do. So, some people think it could also be autoimmune, like maybe like Guillain-Barré, where you start to fight your own immune system. But we're really kind of starting to circle on that this could be a virus, because autoimmune, if something happens to you where your body starts to fight your nerves, that's within you. The what? How would there be a cluster of multiple kids? So what they need to find out is, were these cases of people related? Did anybody else get infected? Was a family member sick? And then when the child got the cold, then did it end up affecting them this way? So 362 people thus far in 16 states. Now, back in 2016, almost 40 states had it. So to diagnose it, we may have to do a lumbar puncture, take some fluid from the spine. We may have to do an MRI of the brain. Really no treatment yet. All we could do is do some steroids or the IVIG to help block the antibody, supportive measures, etc. And until we could get a vaccine, we're not too sure what we could do. So how do you avoid it? Well, if somebody's sick, I don't care if it's just a regular common cold, stay away from them. There's a chance that this could be a virus that just causes a cold in one person, but then in the child can cause this AFM. And so, you know, how people react to a bacteria or to a virus can vary. Some people can be exposed to streptococcal pneumonia, bacterial infection, and get pneumonia, whereas others, nothing may happen. Or they'll only get an ear infection, or they'll only get a sinus infection. So how that bacteria affects an individual person doesn't necessarily have to be very consistent. 1-877-DR.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, how many of you guys like to fish? I love fishing. I do. Even if I'm out in open ocean and I'm getting sick and I'm vomiting on the side because I get seasick a lot, I still love to fish. I will do it in a heartbeat. Now, I don't eat fish. I don't, there's not a lot of fish I'll eat. I mean, I'll eat some salmon and stuff. I'm not really a big fish eater. So if I do catch fish, I'll throw them back. Let them live. I don't think they're ideally healthy, you know, but I've thrown them back because if I'm not going to eat it, I don't want to waste it. Well, scientists have said, you know what? You're not really saving their lives. You might as well just kill the fish. This is a study published in the Journal of Experimental Biology that suggests that the simple act of catching the fish may be enough to doom it to death.
even if you promptly return it to the water after dehooking it. Well, why? Because of the damage of the hooks on their mouths. I mean, I don't know about some of the hooks you guys use, but I have little baby hooks, and then I got some big hooks. And these big hooks, I mean, they must tear the mouth of the fishies. They say when hooked, the tissue around the mouth of a fish is often damaged severely. They say the long-held belief that fish don't feel pain, according to New York Post, in the same way as humans or some other animals do, is often enough to, you know, lessen the guilt of tearing up the lip of the fish. But the study says that's not the real problem. So they used high-speed video in computational fluid dynamics, and they asked whether injuries around the mouth caused by fishing hooks have a negative impact on suction feeding performance. They hypothesized that fish with mouth injuries would exhibit decreased feeding performance compared with controls. Well, as it turns out, their hypothesis proved to be true. The suction feeding mechanism used by many fish to suck in and secure prey is hampered by injuries to the mouth caused by the hooks. And these fish with hook injuries were less reliable feeders. Hence, they're going to have a much difficult time staying alive and feeding themselves. So they say fishing injuries in nature are likely to depress feeding performance of fish after they've been released. So, you know, here's the thing. I want humans to eat more fish than beef. I just think that's a smarter way to go. I do like little fishies. Nemo Fishy made it really, really hard for kids to see their parents eat fish. Right? Because like, oh my gosh, you just killed Nemo Fishy. Like, I'm not eating a Nemo Fishy. Are you eating a Dory? Yeah. So, fishies, well, I get. And I love the idea of being outdoors. I think that's much better than sitting there watching TV. So we're telling people to go out there outdoors, going to do stuff. But then they say, well, you're killing the fish. So if you're going to fish, basically, fish for fish you're going to eat, not just for the fun. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Zika is making a comeback in India. They say India's hit with its biggest outbreak of Zika to date, 32 confirmed cases. Now, for those of you that forgot about Zika, remember during the Rio Olympics, people were freaked out because Brazilian babies, many of them were being, thousands were being born without a full head, microcephaly. And these babies had severe neurological disfigurement. And so if a woman is pregnant, while she has Zika, the baby can unfortunately be deformed. It's so tragic. Have neurological complications, feeding complications, muscle tone complications. And Zika spread not only transplacentally, but also through sex. And if a mosquito bites you and you have Zika, that mosquito could transfer it to somebody else. So we had some cases here in the United States. There were lots of cases in Puerto Rico, Mexico. And so we were dealing with Zika a few years back, and it was very frightening because mosquitoes can transmit this. And we don't know why the Brazilian outbreak happened. You know, one theory is they had released a lot of GMO mosquitoes to help fight malaria, and something might have gone wrong. But sometimes you just don't know. Sometimes in nature, you know, outbreaks just happen. So right now we have 32 cases confirmed in Jaipur, capital of the western state of Rajasthan. And unfortunately, now they have to do screenings. And so they've already surveyed 43,000 houses. They're ramping up efforts. They're going to have to control mosquitoes because mosquitoes can, you know, suck on your blood, take it to somebody else. And if that person ends up becoming pregnant, that's an issue. I think government did an amazing job preventing the Rio Olympics from affecting not the Rio Olympics, but people going down to Rio, Brazil, for the Olympics, coming back to America, bringing it back. Right now, the CDC estimated that there were 90 countries and territories with active Zika virus transmissions. It's the Aedes aegypti mosquito, the female one, that transmits the virus through the bite. They say most people infected with Zika will not have symptoms. If there are symptoms, they usually happen a few days to a week after exposure. We don't really know the incubation period, and there could usually be a rash. There's a rash, a fever, joint pain. You also get pink eye, and some people have muscle pain or headaches. So a lot of these pregnant women, they just thought they got a little flu bug. little viral thing. They had no idea. Because then, unfortunately, the neurological deficits that happen are pretty severe. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Homeopathic products made in North Carolina have been recalled, we're being told. The Miami Herald reports Sprayology issued a voluntary nationwide recall of 22 homeopathic water-based oral sprays, citing possible microbial contamination. Apparently, the manufacturer is, I believe, called King Bio. King Bio had to recall hundreds of its own products at the end of August, and Silver Star and Medi Natura also issued precautionary recalls last week. They say the various recalled products are marketed as assisting a host of issues, including jet lag, bruising, acne, hangovers, and, quote, sexual support. Yeah, I don't understand which homeopathic remedy helps sexual support. The Asheville Citizen Times reported in 2017 King Bio manufactured more than 500 of its own products and more than 500 products for other companies. Bacterial contamination happens. Thank God somebody's on it. They know about it, and they're jumping on it. We have a little baby Oklahoma infant who unfortunately sustained severe burns because she pulled a slow cooker off the counter when her mommy wasn't looking. Apparently, a one-year-old daughter, right, was in her walker. So she was kind of walking around. You know how we talked about these baby walkers are really dangerous because they walk to areas of the house they shouldn't? And while mom was taking items out of the refrigerator, Azra, little baby, worked her way over to the kitchen island where the slow cooker was plugged in, and the one-year-old managed to, probably pulling on the cord, pull the appliance off the counter, spilling the scalding meat juices all over her body. The mom said her daughter was in shock, barely made a sound. So she was rushed to the local hospital, and now she's being treated for second-degree burns and skin grafting. She looks like she's doing okay, little baby girl, but not fun. Wow. You know, these little walkers, they were talking about how we need to keep kids out of them. You know, we want kids to move and get more exercise, and we recommend, you know, being there and having them in an open space, give them some tummy time where they have to lift up their head and lift up their shoulders, but you have to be there. And then when they try to walk around, you're there with them. But these walkers allow parents to go to the bathroom, handle a phone call, have free hands. Unfortunately, with that, that's when bad things happen. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We have an HIV-positive mother who is able to donate a liver to her uninfected baby. And so far, baby's doing pretty good. Doctors in Witz Donald Gordon Medical Center, this is in Johannesburg, announced that they performed a liver transplant from a living HIV-positive donor to an uninfected patient. Apparently, the little baby had end-stage liver disease. So far, they're doing good, and it doesn't sound like the baby has HIV. We'll keep you posted. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset. where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on a farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.